Did you sleep last night?
Mm-mm. I woke up at 3.
Who woke you up?
I don't know. I just woke up. You know.
That's a good time to remember the Lord.
Yeah. And couldn't get back to bed.
Jack has his alarm set for 3 a.m. every morning.
Yeah. That's the right time to remember the Lord. It's the time when He is almost alert and pays heed to the call. That's what is said, sir.
3 and 4 in the morning?
Yeah.
Pardon?
You say 3 and 4 in the morning?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Eric, could you talk more about how to remember Baba? I mean, can't you remember Baba through other people? Isn't that a way of doing it when you care about other people?
Of course. Through your services, the most important thing Adair Baba has told us, a formula is there. When you remember yourself less, that's when you are remembering me the most. So if you harness yourself in activities or in any other thing, you know, when you are serving others, when you are helping others, doing something here, there, and you have not given a thought to yourself, that's you are remembering Him. To remember Him is to not to remember you, yourself. That's all. But to begin to remember Him, naturally He has given us a formula. Remember me through the place, posters, photos, rings, buttons, this, that. Set a time, regular time, and then cross the hurdles. Have a picture in the bathroom, in your toilets, and remember me there. And while you are eating at the dining table, remember me and set these mechanical reminders around you. But the most useful and helpful reminders to remember Him is to forget ourselves through activities.
So when you're thinking about people, if you're thinking about people, is that forgetting yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you not because, be involved in that?
Pardon?
How can you not be involved?
If you are involved in it, then you bring yourself into it. Any thought that you give for others, while you have no thought of yourself, that is remembering Baba.